Okay, we're getting into Perek Yud Dalet, the 14th Perek here in Sefer Yecheskel, and we continue with Yecheskel talking about people who are not Tocho Kubaro, people who on the outside might say one thing, but on the inside they are not. They're Obed Avodah Zarah, they are not loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yecheskel is saying, you know, it's in the name of Hashem, how am I supposed to save the people? They don't deserve it. And even if you had a couple tzaddikim inside the city, it would be impossible for them to save the whole city. And therefore, the only way to do it is for you to do tshuva. And again, he's talking to the Anshei Bavel as well, telling them that don't feel that, you know, anything's going to get better and that you're going to go back. No, they're going to come to you before you go to them. So the Perek tells us, Vayavo Eli Anashim Zikna Yisrael Vayeshu Lefanai. So there were people, Yechezkel says, there were people that came from the Zikna Yisrael that came to sit in front of me. Who were the Zikna Yisrael? So the Malbim points out that there's a difference between Zikna Yisrael and Zikna Yehuda. Zikna Yehuda earlier were the ones that were somewhat loyal and somewhat interested. But the Zikna Yisrael, says the Malbim, they are Rishaim. Ki yesh hevdel bein Zikna Yehuda sheyeshu lefanav lamala, shehayu tzadikim. For Zikna Yisrael, hayu Rishaim. So these were people that were not interested at all. And Hashem told Yechezkel that they were going to come. Vahi devar Hashem elai lamar. And Hashem says to me, Ben Adam, Ha'anashim Ha'ele, these people, Ha'anashim Ha'ele, He'elu, Giluleim Alibam, U'michshal Avonam, Nasdu Nochach Peneihem. They put Avodah Zarah on their hearts, and Michshal Avonam, the Michshal, the ultimate Michshal, which is Avodah Zarah, Nasnu Nochach Peneihem, they have put in front of their faces, Ha'idarosh, Idaresh Lahem, should I make myself available when they doresh me, I should make myself available to listen to their drishos, meaning when they come to pray to me, should I make myself available? You know, there's no way. If they're that interested in this all lip service, literally, I am not going to go make myself available. Right? We have to realize that tefillah is an opportunity. Tefillah is a time to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a time that we have this special opportunity that He has created for us. It is not just an obligation that we have. Well, we mentioned often the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to daven every single day. It's a chiyuv. It's an obligation. That's a real din, a real limud, not just an asmachta. And the Ramban says, no, that's an asmachta, and really, there is no chiyuv to daven every day. Does that mean that the Ramban does not recognize the chiyuv? Imagine on a daraisa level, you never have to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As for Shalom, davening is unbelievable according to the Ramban too. It's just in terms of minyan and mitzvahs, in terms of obligation, it wasn't said in a lashon of tzivui. And therefore it's not counted, but obviously it's something that's recognized on a daraisa level, and it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And the Raya, the Emek Bracha, quotes from Reb Chaim that we know that Birchas Kohanim has to be done in the context of Tefillah, in the context of Avoda. So Birchas Kohanim is only Durabanan Bizman Azeh because Tefillah is only Durabanan? No! Chas v'shalom, Tefillah is Da'araisa when it's done. The Chovas Tefillah, in terms of Minyan and Mitzvahs, is not counted as one of the 613, but obviously it's connected, but it's related and thought of on a Da'araisa level. But it might be an opportunity, even more than an obligation, right? An opportunity. That's the what the Ramban says. It's a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity. And this is what he says here, that Hidarosh, Hidaresh Behem, you know, am I going to make myself available and give them this opportunity? No, I'm not interested. To recognize, tefillah is the connection that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful piece that Rav Soloveitchik has in Ish HaEmunah on page 34 and 35. Who created the words that we have at tefillah? Right? We know originally there was say whatever words you want, but over time, right, we weren't able to say everything we wanted to say. The Rambam writes about this in Hilchos Tefillah too, and the Achigas HaGadolah create tefillah. Why dafka then did they create tefillah? They created tefillah exactly when Nevuah was finishing. And Nevuah is communication between man and God, and tefillah is communication between man and God. It's a conversation. The question is just, who's talking? Who's talking? And that's exactly what the Achikas Gedolah realized. Once Nevuah was finishing, they had to create tefillah. Ha'emes, he writes from Soloveitchik, Ki mahus ha'tefillah hi chavayat habris shel hitchabrus imho elokim v'adibur elav. Klalo shel davar, tefillah v'nevuah heim shnei hagdaros nir dafos. L'dusiach hanose ofi shel bris bein elokim v'adam. It's two opposite synonyms of the same coin. Achen kihilas hatfila nolda, but osa shah mamish kishikihilas hanavua higia lekitza. When nevua was ending, v'kasha kihilas hatfila ba'al olam haruach sheyudia kadum lohi mira eskilas hanavua el hinsicha osa. Tfila is meant to be mamshich and to continue what nevua was. Tfila yemshach shah nevua va'aguda shal mispalim imameli aguda shal neviim. The only difference is who is talking? Ba'ocha b'soch kihilas ha'nevuah ha'elokim noket b'yozma. Hu medaber v'ha'adam ma'azin. Hari b'kihilas ha'tfila ha'yozma ba min ha'adam. Hu ha'medaber v'ha'elokim ma'azin. But they're both a conversation. And heim sirvu, but Ajagat Zagadola refused to accept the reality that there's not going to be a connection. Sirvu lihikana lemitziyot historit v'achzori etzu v'lo natnu ledu siach bein olokim adam listayim. No, it's not going to finish. Kina she'ez ha'kadol yadu ki be'ikvos he'elomuto shal du siach ze. If there's no connection, that's the end. That's the end of Am Yisrael. Tafsid akilas akirva he'intimiyot shal olokim by dekach he tafsid gamas ha'ma'amad shal bris. B'tfila matzu as ge'ulas ha'du siach. Right, we found this is the way that we get, that we come back and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is exactly what but Hashem is saying here, I don't want this connection, right? If they're having avodah zarah and they have giluleim alibam and michshal avonam on their face, ha'idarosh idaresh lahem, am I going to come and make myself available? No way. The Rinas Yitzchak also points out here that we know a number of mefarshim, the Shari Tshuva and others, talk about two types of sinners, right? We have the sinners that we sin and we fault and ain't tzadik ba'aretz. Obviously, we all fall, and nobody's perfect. But then there are those that are trained to sin, that push themselves to sin, that do everything we can to be in that way. That's not derech mikra. It says this is the second type of sinners. It's not ones that just happen to fall and to falter at one moment. No, but it's those that have trained themselves to sin. That's what it's talking about here. Michshal avodam nasnu noach paneim. They have put it in front of their faces and they have conditioned themselves to rebel against God. That's what I'm talking about. That I don't want to accept their tefillas. Lachain. Daber osam. So now says Hashem to Yechezkel, speak to them. V'yamarta lehem. Komar Hashem Elokim. Ish ish v'beis Yisrael. Asher yalas gilu v'libo. If you put the gilulam on your heart, u'michshel avano yasim nochapanev. Again, repeating it. Ubala navi. You come to the navi as if you want him to pray for you. Ani Hashem na'nesi lo. I'll take care of him. I'll take care of him. Babaruv gilulav. He's still in the throes of avodah zarah. He's still not leaving. He's not sur meirah. It's all a fake, and I'll take care of him. Lamantfos es beis Yisrael belibam, literally to grab Bnei Yisrael in their hearts. Asher nazaro mi alai begiluleim kulam, as they have separated themselves from me with their gilulim, with their idolatry and their abominations. This pasuk is used in a halachic context. Pasuk Hey, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin. Kiddushin Lamites, the Gemara says that even though usually Hashem does not punish for machshavos, Hashem only punishes for maisim. Hashem is not mitzarif machshava l'maisa, with one exception. Only avodah zarah. Avodah zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif l'maisa. Midimu mahara b'avodah kochavim havi, says the Gemara. V'ksiv l'mantfos es b'nei es beis Yisrael milibam. Right, that's the avodah zarah. Why dafka this one? So it's one of some of the farshim say avodah zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is one that was mitzaveh avodah zarah. The first two dibros. And when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference between maisa and machshava. Right, it's done. It's done. And therefore, says the mafarshim. That's why dafka. It's even machshava. Interesting. If we turn 10 blot to daf mem tesim abeis, that's where the Gemara has all of the cases where a man is makadish a woman almanas. I'm an ass that I'm rich, I'm an ass that I'm poor. I'm an ass that I'm a tzaddik, I'm an ass that I'm a Rasha. So what's the halach if I'm an ass that I'm a tzaddik? So we pass, the Gemara says, Afilu Rasha Gomer Mukudashes. Even a Rasha Gomer is Mukudashes. Shema, hear her tshuva bedaito. Maybe he thought about tshuva for a moment. And the opposite, I'm an ass shani Rasha, Afilu tzaddik Gomer Mukudashes. Shema chovis bishonim mukudeshes vada or safek, but either way it says mukudeshes. Shema hear her dover avodas kochavim bedaito. Even if he's a tzaddik Gomer, maybe he thought about avodah zarah. And we know avodah zarah is even b'machshava, and that's why. That's where the Tosas Riazakin says there. Avodah zarah dafka shekadosh baruch hu mitzarfa lamaisa dechsev lamantfosis bnei yisrael belibam avavaver achas lo mikri rasha b'machshava. Right, and that's why dafka says avodah zarah and not others. And Tosas Riazakin there paskins both of these are mukudeshes misafek de shemahu. Other rishonim say it's vaday, but this is the based on this pasuk right here. And the Rambam Paschal, the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Ishus, that once, if somebody's Amanasha Ani Rasha, he quotes Mekudeshes, even if he is a tzaddik. Why? Let me just find the lashon. The Rambam says here, because Shema Hira Tshuva Milib Shema, that's the opposite case. Shema Hira Ba'akum Belibo Sha'avon Akum Gadolhu. Umishi Yaharher La'avod Belibo Naase Rasha. Shedemar Pen Yiftel of Avchem Viksov Lamantvos as Beis Yisrael Belibam. So the Rambam quotes that halacha. Halacha lemaisa. Good. So we continue. Says Yecheskel. Lachein pasuk vav. Emor al bnei Yisrael kol amar Hashem alkim. Shuvu v'ashiva miyagidu lechem. Return. Leave your avodah zarah. Hashem keeps until the last moment. He's asking us. Umeyal kol toavu seichem ashivu pneichem. Turn your face. Ki ish ish b'beis Yisrael. Umehager shagur b'Yisrael. All bnei Yisrael and any gerim v'inazir miachrei and that have turned away from me. Which gerim are we talking about? The Radax here says, unbelievable. It must have been many Babylonians, Anshei Bavel, that saw what was happening to the Jews. They got the message. Even if the Jews didn't get the message, they were so stubborn nogeya b'davar. But they got the message, says the Radak, v'nire, ki min ha-kasdim shebo shavu l'das Yisrael, mishagalu Yisrael l'tocham. Many of the Babylonians, they came. Ki ra'u ki elokei Yisrael b'socham elokei emes, v'chi hevi aleihem kol asher davar ba'azvam es Torah so. They saw. And that inspired them, right? We have stories in Shas about Nebuzradan and about the others who were inspired by what they thought, saw what was happening to Am Yisrael. So, says the Navi, that anybody, any of these people, but it didn't last. If they do all this Avodah Zarah, Ubal Navi Lidrashlo, and they come to the Navi, Bi Ani Hashem Na'anelo, Bi, I'll take care of him. Right? The Navi is not going to listen. The Navi is not going to help. You have to realize that it's all about being loyal and true. V'nasati panai be'ishahu, I'll put my face, I'll relate to him. V'asi mosihu la'os ulim shalim, I'll make them an example for everyone to say, what happened to so-and-so? V'chirativ b'tochami v'idatem ki ani Hashem, and they will know. V'hanavi ki yifuteh, and the Navi that is mefuteh v'diber davar, and he is enticed by sin, and he speaks, Ani Hashem, Pitesias Anaviahu. I, Hashem, let's translate the words. I seduced that Navi. So all the Mefarshim here wonder, what does that mean? I seduced that Navi. Right? What does that mean? So Rashi says, Pashaski lo pesach leiza she'ertze. I seduced him by giving him the opportunity to do whatever he wants. Umekan yeshlomar balitame poschen lo. Meaning once he chooses a step, I will help him going down that path. But says Rashi, seduce obviously here doesn't mean literally seduced, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Bechira Chavshes. So that's what Rashi says it means here. I opened up the Pesach for him, so it's Keilu he was seduced, because he has to make his own decisions, right? He has to make his own decisions and choose the right path, and that is what the Rambam emphasizes, as we know, in the middle of Hilchas Tshuva. Right? One of the Ha'aris, Rabbi Bernstein, once said, what is Hilchas Tshuva doing with Tshuva at the beginning, Tshuva at the end, and Bechira Chavshes in the middle? Shouldn't Bechira Chavshes, Perek Hey, Perek Vav, that should be the first two Prakim of Hilchas Tshuva. You have Bechira Chavshes, and therefore, you can do Tshuva. So maybe the message is, he suggested that maybe the point is, not only do we have Bechira Chavshes before we sin, but even after we sinned, and even after we fell, we've had four Prakim, right, of sin, but still we can have Bechira Chavshes. We shouldn't think that once, we have Bechira Chavshes at the beginning, but then it's done. No, the Rambam says, even in the middle, after we've sinned, we could get up and have Bechira. And that's what is alluded to, says Rashi in this pasuk, Ani Hashem Pitesi, I have seduced him, I have left him open the possibility of doing whatever he wants, and that is how Rashi understands being seduced. That's Rashi. If you look in the Rav Sadia Gaon writes, the Rav Da quotes Rav Sadia Gaon, I have revealed that he is a seducer. Pitesi, I have been mefarsem that he is a mefateh. Or the Barbanel says, it's a question. Right? Pitesi as a Navi, did I do it? I didn't do it. Right? It's all him. It's all him. He did it himself. And I have nothing to do with it. Again, that's many mefar pshatim, what exactly this pasuk means. But either way, I mean, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not my fault. Vanitisi as yadi alav, my hand will be outstretched on him. Vishmatim mitoch ami Yisrael, and I will take care of him. Vanasu avonam, again, ka'avona doresh, ka'avona navi hiya. The same punishment, the one who goes to ask the Navi Sheker and the Navi Sheker, they both will receive the sin, Laman lo yisu od, Beis Yisrael me'acharai, all of this is that Bnei Yisrael don't wander again from away from me, v'lo yitamu od b'chal pesheim, and they don't become tamei through their sins, vahayuli la'am, vani ayelahem le'lokim, ne'um Hashem elokim, they will ultimately be for an am for me, and I will be a God for them. Interesting, double lashon. They shouldn't wander away from me, and they shouldn't become tamei. Maybe the double lashon is referring to what many mefarshim point out, where Rav Soloveitchik also talks about this in the beginning of his Sefer Al Hatshuva, that a sin does two things. A sin is mechayev, and a sin is mitamei. A sin obligates a person to get a punishment, but also impurifies, right, and defiles the neshama, and makes a person distant from Hashem. Not only are they obligated to have an onesh, but they're defiled. And that's why tshuva has to do two things. It has to be mechaper, and it has to be metaher. Mechaper is from the word cover, and get rid of the sin. But that's not good enough. Metaher, and that's the double lashon of Yom Kippur. Kevayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, letar eschem. Because we want both. Right, and that's where Soloveitchik discusses kapara pirusha mechila kadam hamochel chaveru al kesef shu chayev lo kach mochel kadosh baruch hu ladam ala ones shu chayev lo. But that's not enough. Avalchei gam mitame yesh musag shel tumas hachet kol tanach malei musag zeh shel his dahamut his lachluchut he ga'alut aydechei dirtying. That's what our pasuk says. Yitamu hatuma nehefeches lechelik meishiyuto shalachotei. It becomes part of the person's personality. Hachet kamo mavir es akeser elokimi arosho. It removes the godly crown that we have on our heads. Upogea b'shleimuto aruchanit. And therefore, doing tshuva, you know, has to be something that it's not just about getting rid of the onesh, right? Tshuva miyira, but maybe tshuva me'ava, changing it into schuyos. That's the double lashon here. Continuing the parak, Vayi Devar Hashem Elai Lemar Pasuk Yud Beis Ben Adam Eretz Kisechta Li Limal Mal. Now the rest of the parak, Hashem says, if a whole land sins to me, V'natisi Yadi Aleh, and I punish it, V'shavarti La Mati Lechem, and I remove their food, V'shlachti Bara V'chradi Men Adam V'behema, and everything is destroyed. V'hayu, interesting pasuk, V'hayu Shloshes Anashim Eile V'socha. Let's say there were three people in the city, Noach, Daniel, V'Iov. Even the greats of Noach, Daniel, and Eob, they'll save themselves, but they won't save their city. They won't save their city no matter what the punishment is if it's only those three. All the Mefarshim try to figure out why Dafka, these three, what do these three people have in common? Noach, Daniel, and Eob. Maybe the order also gives it away a little bit. The Gemara that talks about when did Eov live, but here Eov is put even after Daniel. But Rashi already quotes a few pshat, and Rashi says all of these three people witnessed building, destruction, and building. They all witnessed a world, and then the destruction of a world, and then a world again. Levisha Elu, Shlosha Ro, Shlosha Olamos, Noachra Ha'olam Banui, V'charev U'Banui, V'Daniel, Es Beis HaMikdash, O Es Atzmo. Either it was personal or national. Tchila sar al kol asarim, sof hushlach legovha arayot, v'chaz al gdul asof. Either it was personal life, banui, churban banui, or am Yisrael. V'chein Eov raz atzmo miyushav, v'charev umiyushav. Eov saw himself, up, down, up. And that's why, that's what's being mentioned here. They couldn't, you think that these people could have saved them? No, they couldn't. But you should know there's going to be an up afterwards. Maybe it's giving a little chizik in the Churban. And continues Rashi, quotes a couple of other pshatim. The Radak here quotes a couple of pshatim. Why dafka these three? Bischu says the Radak, they all weren't enough to save the rest of the world. Right, which is exactly what the pasuk is talking about. Noah couldn't save the rest of the world. Daniel couldn't save, and Eov couldn't save his family or anybody else. But they all were omid b'tzidkusam. They all, within their own world, they were all made in their tzidkus. The Radak says, Zachar Eilash Losha Ki Shloshtam Amdu B'tzidkasam B'nisayon V'nitzlu. Kidvar Noach Ein Lecha Nisayon Gadol Mizeh. Noach didn't have a greater Nisayon. Right? This fact that Noach is used here really emphasizes that he was at Tzadik. All the different shatim about Noach, he wouldn't have been Mizban Avram. He's the one that's used here. Noah, I mean, obviously, to be parallel to Daniel and Eov, but Noach is used here, and they all had bitachon, and Eov had bitachon, and at the end, and Daniel had bitachon. This is all used here. And you're going to be Yurei Chasidus He also points out that all three of them are called Ish in Tanakh. Noach, Ish Tzadik, Daniel, Ish Chamudos, Ish Haya Be'eretz Utz, Eov. They all have Ish, and they all have a Lashon of Ahava. Noach, Vagamas, Noach, Ba'ahava Zacharta, Daniel, Ish Chamudos is a Lashon of Ahava, and by Eov, the Gemara says, in Soto, Lo Ovid, Eov, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Elamei Ahava. Okay, they're both Ish, and they're both Ahava. But either way, the Pasuk says, if you had these three people, would they save? Luchaya Ra'avir Ba'aretz, Vishiklasa. If there were wild animals, which were used by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to punish, vice a shmama mibli over, and nobody's walking around. Shloshes Hashem Eila Besocha Chay Hashem, and these three people lived there in Banavim Banas Yasilu. Would they save? O Cherev Aviel Aretz, or if there was Cherev, would they save? Right? Or Dever? Would they save from pestilence? If you have these people again, Pasachav Noach Daniel Viyo Betocha Chay Ani Numashem Alkim in Benim Bas Yasilu, they wouldn't save. And here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Kal Vachomer, I'm going to do all of these. Kiko Amar Hashem Elokim, Av, Ki Arbas, Shvatai, Haraim. The four judgments that I'm talking about, Cherev, Ra'av, Chaya Rav Dever, sword, famine, wild animals, Dever, pestilence, the Malbim talks about, right? The sword is from other people, Ra'av is from Hashem, Chaya Ra'av is from other animals. Shilachti is Yerushalayim, Lachriz Ben Adav Behema. I'm sending. Vini Notes Rabbah, and so they shouldn't save. They shouldn't save. But you know what? I'm going to save some. There's going to be a She'iris HaPleita. Nosra Ba'Pleita Mutzoyim Banu Ubanos. Really, three aren't shouldn't be enough to save anybody. But I'm going to save, the Radak says, because you're going to recognize I'm having Rachmanis even in the Churban. And you're going to see them, and they're still going to be sinning. They're not going to have done Shuvah. And you'll see that everything I do is just. And if anything, it's tilted on the Rachamim. Benichamtem al Rashi Avesi Yerushalayim. You'll realize. Venichamu eschem ki tiru es darkam vasilu losam. You'll see what they're still doing. Vidatem ki lo vachina masisi. Eis kol asher sisi ba. You'll realize that it wasn't for nothing. Everything that I did, and everything is just and perfect. Pas perak yudalid. That is Noach, Eov, and Daniel.